Nanshon Bais for Himalayat, Tavshin Pei Beis, Parshas Vayera, Pesach Nishmai.
Tell us of the Vadim are to realize that everything's normal. Most cases, most situations, Shalom Bais is normal, and that's the way life is, has ups and downs. And the point is, in order to enhance and improve our Shalom Bais, people hear stories, the famous story of Shlomo Zalman. Famous Maisa that Shlomo Zalman, that by his wife's Levaya, by the basic verse, he said that the minig is to ask Mechila from your wife, and we're married 52 years, and I don't have to ask Mechila. But the minig is to ask Mechila. So people hear that story, and they say, you know, so what am I going to do? I can't, you know. Once my Rav, Rav Shal Gan, Shlita, he was in France, and he gave said over the story, said that 52 years of Shlomo Zalman didn't do anything, didn't insult his wife. So someone misunderstood. He said 52 shana. So the person thought he said sha'a. So he walked over to Rav Gan and said gamani, gam 52 shana sha'a gamani. So Rav Gan says some odio fat, very nice. But I said 52 years, not sha'a. Not sha'a. Well, 52 hours is also good. But people don't know the hemshach of that story. Someone went over to Shlomo Zalman afterwards, and he told him, it's a shaykh such a thing. It's shaykh such a metzius like that, that there's no fire. It doesn't make any sense. Shlomo Zalman said, avada, we had arguments. We had chilukei deis. It's not pshat that she said something, I said yes, and I said something, she said yes. Avada, there was a machlekes between each other, but I never said, don't drink a cup, don't babble at the moach, don't say yes, he's saying things that make any sense. You're allowed to argue, a lot of disagree. Brian David Shlita says that Yitzhak and Rivka lived the whole life with different hashkafa and who should be the one to get the brachas. They lived, they disagreed, but it's not a steer to Shalom Bais. It's after you have a chilukei deis, what do you do? Do you say, oh, what do women know? They don't know anything. Or men, are just busy eating, so what do they care? You know, they stuck each other. That's what Shlomo Zalman said. He meant to say that a lot that we had differences. And once Shlomo Zalman met a person, he got married. He says, "No, what's doing in your house?" He says, "Mamish, it's beautiful. It's sheket. There's no problems. It's gewaldic in the house." Mamish Gavaldik in the house, there's no problems. So Shlomo Zalman said to the younger man, Shlomo Zalman asked the younger man, what's going on, how's Shalom Bais? So the younger man said, Mamish Gavaldik is peaceful and quiet, there's no problems. Shlomo Zalman said, something happened? He says, well, something happened. He says, you told me everything's quiet. Either someone died, or you got divorced. No such thing as having a house with no disagreement. So he said, but the Rebbe, everyone knows the Rebbe said by the basic chorus that he didn't ever argue with his, never hurt his wife's feelings. So it didn't say he didn't argue. He argued, but it's how you argue. There's an hugger to argue. And the person has to realize that you're allowed to have differences. Shalom Bais doesn't mean that everything's. I say something, you say yes, and it's agreeing. You're allowed to have chilukei deis, but it's all with a form of respect. If you respect somebody, if you machshav someone, then that's you're allowed to have disagreements. The whole nekuda is when you start disagreeing and looking down upon each person and not respecting. That's where there's a problem. That's where Shalom Bais can have an issue. And again, everyone has ups and downs. It's a lifetime of avodah because there, every single matzah of a person in his life is different. Every single situation is different. A person, first when he gets married, has to deal with his, when he's by his in-law's house, and then when his wife is by his house. And when I was by my house, I used to live in Florida, North Beach, Florida, so both my parents worked. So I was home with my wife. She didn't know anybody in the whole place. She's from Lakewood, I'm from Florida. And so I had to occupy the entire day. You know, it was a big nisayon for me. I had to wake up early in order to learn. If I wouldn't wake up early, then I have to, you know, I wouldn't have to learn that day. And everybody has the nisayon is if she has the, you know, sister-in-laws and brother-in-laws and everything after, even, you know, you think you have everything done, and then also you marry off a child, and all of a sudden there's a whole different matzah of shalom bayis, because now there's a child missing, the one who took care of the whole house now is gone, and now and every single person's situation in a person's life is constantly in a siyonis where a person has to work on shalom bayis, and there's always room to improve, and there's always room for shlemus. Yaakov Kamenetsky, he said over a raya from the parsha by parsha Vayera, the Melachim came and told to ask Avram Avinu, where's Sarah? Now, Avram just came from the oil, and he knew where Sarah was. So Rashi says that, we say, Te lechavav al-baila. Here we see a big chiddush. Rashi says, Yoydim ha yomalach esharas. Iman, sorry, Eva, sorry, my new high in Isa, Allah, idea, should snow Isa, could they have a bailo? Here we see as Bishan's Chiddush. Yeah, Avram knew. Now, you know, you think they had problems on bias? They didn't have any problems on bias. Avram Vino was an Evid Hashem, Ovid, he worked on it, he appreciated his wife very much. And what happened over here? What did the Malachim say? They didn't tell, you know, your wife. You don't even know something. I'll tell you something about your wife, you don't know. She does this pula secretly. She works in the Chavir Kadisha, and she does so many chesed. You don't even know. And he goes, wonderful wife. No, he said something he already knew. He just went from the oil. His wife was in the oil. And he asked her to prepare some food. And he just walked out. And they said, where's your wife? And he said to me'ir him that she's at Tznua. It's here he trans chiddush. One is that even Avraham Avinu, which is the house, was a makom shresh shechina, was a base of mikdash, is always more. And two is, when you want to have shalom bayis, you don't have to make up new things. It's enough to bring out the old nekudas again. You have to, when a person gets engaged, he sees milas in his kala, the husband, or the boy, each one sees milas in each other. Then you get used to it. When you get used to it, and then all of a sudden you don't see the milas anymore, you just see the chasreinus. And once you start seeing the chasreinus, so then you don't, you're focused on that. The tev of a person is always to see chasreinus. And the point of the schachis, means to take those midas that you appreciated in your wife and bring them out again. Think about them. The Malachim did that to Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was no shaila that he worked on shalom bayis, right? There was a makom, it was based on mikdash. But the nakuda over here was that he was machshiv, his wife, that nakuda, which he already knew about. And that's something that on one hand is very easy, because we had appreciate our wives, that's not shiny. It's very hard because we're used to it already. A person should think, write a letter, not a chasson to your wife, you don't want too many things, but write on a piece of paper. Write down a piece of paper, the milas of your wife. Master wife, just to get it in your mind, to have it, bring it out. Bring out those things. That's all the Malachim did. They said, they brought out the Nakuda, that is, the wife is very special. Why? Because she's a Tznua. He knew it already, but you spring it out again. Now, no one's going to tell it to you, so you do it to yourself. What's the mile of my wife? You ever think, what is the mile of my wife? Why is she special in my eyes? That's something that is Ma'oyer, a Chashivis, Haracha, to value your wife. That's a very important nekuda in the shalom bayis. And it doesn't have to be a chiddush. It has to be an awareness. I once was speaking to a therapist, and he tells me that some person calls him up and says, all frantic, his wife's this, that. So he said, the first thing he did was, tell me something good about your wife. But she said, tell me something good about your wife. She helps you go through college. It was a Baal Bas. Helping through college. Yeah, she wrote my reports. Does she give you supper? Yeah. So he says, after, you know, he calmed him down. And then he could talk with him. But, you know, once you focus on things, when you get upset, you focus. What is, you know, people get focused on the wife did something wrong, supper wasn't ready, whatever it is, something that's terrible. And you have to start focusing on the toy. Focus on the toy. When you start focusing on the toy, then it brings out that maila. And Chazal tells us in Masechet Shabbos, Nashim are an am b'fnei atzmo. then Am b'fnei atzmum. That's what Chazal tell us in Sechah Shabbos. What does that mean? That means that therefore, I'll give you a dugma, right? This is a mashal. I'm sitting standing over here, and you're looking at me, and I'm looking at you. And now you'll ask me, what do I see? So I see a bunch of Yigalites sitting over here. I see a swarm over there. I see boxes. I see a door. I see a sign over there. And that's what I see. Someone asks you, what do you see? They say, I see a person with a computer, and I see a person standing. Who's right? They're both right. But let's say I cannot see behind me. So I don't see anybody. I don't see what's behind me. So I only see this way. I only view the world this way. So I can't see differently. And you can only see this way. Am b'fnei atzma means that they have a different tchunas nefesh. They see things differently. They have a different lev. Chazal said they have two levs. So they see the world in the world with emotion. So they cannot see the same thing you're seeing. And it's very important to realize that. Sometimes you say, well, you don't understand where they're coming from. That's because they view the world in a completely different way. Or Marshall, once someone showed me on a computer a picture. I think it was a sneaker, a shoe. What color is it? Half the people said it was pink, half the people said it was white. They had, because certain things, when certain part of people have the brain that it sees different colors. So as much as I stare, I only saw pink, I didn't see white. And someone else only saw white, not pink. And it's not going to change. That's what means that Am b'fnei atzma. You have to realize that they're different. Once you realize they're different, so therefore you realize that you can't change them, and that's how they're going to view the world in a whole different way. And now you're dealing with someone in a whole different way, so now you have to appreciate that way. A big machanach in Shalom Bayis said that he met someone, a big lamdan, all Talmid Chacham, says he's able to see Chedushi Torah written by a bacher, written by a younger man. Because a bacher only has one view. But a younger man who has proper Shalom Bayis, so he appreciates his wife, he learns from his wife. And Mela, the Shtigl Torah is more rounded, and he sees the different cheshbonos in the Shtigl Torah. It's more well-rounded. It's a better Shtigl Torah. That's this person's alam, is able to see the difference of a Shtigl Torah between a bacher and a younger man. Because when a person is married and he accepts someone else's opinion and listens in a shemeya of a different way of looking at something, that the melchus can grow in limud Torah also. So I call shari shalav yisha. Gemara Yevam says shari b'loy Torah. Because the person now has a different way of looking at the world and the acceptance. And it's very important to know that they're Am b'fnei atzma, and therefore when they say something different than you, it's because they see it differently. It's not pshat, they dafka disagree with you, but it's just because men and ladies are made differently, Kosh Baruch Hu made for that reason. Maybe we'll speak about that, how important it is. But if you realize that they view the world in a different way, that's how Hashem made it, and it's a different way of accepting. There's a Zohar, someone showed me a Zohar, that says that, and told us that Rivka was Dina Rafia, and Yitzchak was Dina Kasha, two different types of din, and he says the following. The Zohar says the Kutcher Bricho Mezavik Zivugim Ba'alma Chad Takif V'Chad Rafia. Kosh Baruch Hu always makes Zivugim. One's stark and one's soft. Begin lis tatkna kuloi vispasme alma. In order to make the world beautiful, you put two opposites. Someone also the Shari Aaron brings down from the Shalah that if one will be hot, the other one's cold. Let's say the husband's cold, the wife is hot. It's always like cold opening. That's the main discussion. They're always cold. Women are always cold. Men are. And why is that way? Because Hashem made them differently in order that we should work on ourselves and we reach a certain amount of shlemus. And that's, it's not going to, you're not going to put help when it's not, that Rav Diamant, I think it was Rav Diamant, he said, he's speaking to Bachem and to the girls, he asked them, what happens if you're hot and your husband, your wife, is cold and you want to turn on the fan? So what are you supposed to do? So the men said, and also the girls all said, I hope they'll have to be mistaken there. They'll work it out themselves. You know, I'm hot. I want to turn on the fan, and they'll have to suffer. They'll have to take care of it. They'll put on a sweater, or they'll just do something. Nobody said, "I'll take care. I'll see what I can do for myself, and let the other one not have to suffer." They're hot, so I'll keep it closed even though I can't handle it anymore. They're cold, whatever, I'll be mevater. Because that's how we are. We are selfish. And when a person gets married, the purpose of marriage is to connect and to be mevater and to view other sides, even though sometimes you don't understand it, but see it in a different way. And again, to realize the simple milas that they have are milas, very chashuv milas. Every person say, well, my wife is an exception. She's very exceptional. She has no milas. Right? That's just how she's very exceptional. Very exceptional wife. So some of the story that someone went to Rav Chatzko, a Magid Shir went to Rav Chatzko Levenstein, said, you know, sometimes my Talmidim get married, and I have to go to the Shavu Brachos, I have to speak. But I'm Ish Emes. Sometimes I don't know what to say. Pasha don't know what to say about the Shavu Brachos, because I know them. It's just... So Chatzko said, Vas! You're an Ish Emes? You can't find one mile in your Talmidim, you have no Shaykhis to Emes. That's the same thing. A person feels that his wife has no milus, that's because he has no shaykhis to emes. But a person who is an ish emes will see the truth, will be mizbainin, he can see the milus in his wife. It's very, very simple. A person has to just take time. Take time, write down a piece of paper to yourself. What is my milus of my wife? What is her chashivas? And it's very important. It's very important to do this because you don't have to write it down, Africa, but you have to think. Ms. Boining, what are my miles of my wife? I think Rosh Hashanah Zalman was the only one that did that. The person has to have time to work at Shalom Bayis, even Avraham Avinu. We mentioned Avraham Avinu, it brings out a certain shlemus. And it's very important. It's very, very chashuv nakuda to talk to yourself, think to yourself. We can say it in Moedim. One time in Moedim, think, before you say Moedim, think for a second, what is the mile of my wife? Why am I married? Why do I preach my wife? Why did I marry her? And this is something that have is and once you get this way of thinking, then you see good. Once you see good, it changes the whole ruach of the house. As you know, that the Beis HaMikdash, second Beis HaMikdash, was destroyed because of lack of shalom. A house is like a Beis HaMikdash. If there's no shalom in the house, if there's lack of achdus, so then it ruins the whole, everything in the house, the whole atmosphere of the house. I once heard from Shem Baron Chodesh. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that the Gemara says that when I had Shalom Bayis Daf Zayin, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Zayin says, when I had Ava between me and my wife, where it says, so then we could even sleep on the tip of a sword. But when I didn't have Ava with my wife, says the Gemara, then even a bed 60 garmidi, we couldn't sleep. So you see that, what's a pshat? Because if you have Ava towards someone else, even if it's sometimes, everybody has matzav where it's hard. There's a parnasa problem, there's a chinuch problem, sometimes sick problems, whatever, any issues, there are always problems. But if you have Shalom Bayis, then even if you're on the tip of a sword, things work out. But if you don't have Shalom Bayis, you can have a nice, beautiful house, no problems, parnasa, everything's working out great, it's not gonna help. And Baron Chalas said that, we see from this Gemara, because it says, when I had Ava, you could go on the tip of a sword. And when I didn't have Ava, it was even 60 Garmidi. Says Ran Chodesh said that we see that there's no mechzakos shalom bayis. He says first he said when I had shalom bayis it was on the tip of the sword. When I didn't have ava aza, then it was hard to get a, with. But that's the nakuda. The nakuda is here that you're trying. We're trying to work, Mitzvah Shem, next couple of weeks, trying to focus how to bring out a matziv where the atmosphere, the relationship is going well. That we, with ups and downs, we ought to relate and interact with each other in the best possible way. And when a person feels good in his house, then it's geshmak his whole day. When a person doesn't get a whole long in his house, he learns in yeshiva is not good. He has to go home tonight. I have to go home and handle this. You know, I can't handle it. And it's the whole. It's depressing. A person needs to be machshev, a person needs to be respected. And the way to be respected is if he has shalom bayis, his wife, if he appreciates his wife, then it'll reciprocate to him also. And therefore, his whole holy chiyas, his entire day is different. Mashenkin and Rachman, some people don't have this problem, don't have this milo. So even though they're married, they don't fight so much. Sometimes, everyone told me, does everything he's supposed to do. But it's cold and icy, and no shaykhis to each other, and he doesn't feel anything. So this whole day is blah, is nothing. So Mitzvah Shem, we're going to try to bring out these certain nekudis in order to enhance our marriages, especially mine. When I speak, it makes a difference. All right, so Marv can tell me when I speak about Shalom Bayis.